But right now, it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented, as always, by Community Works, with locations in Chapel Hill on Elliott Road and in Carrboro at the intersection of Main and Main. Both back open Fridays through Mondays to look for hidden treasures, and they're also accepting donations with physical distancing at both locations, too. Check their Facebook page for donation hours. Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson of 97.9 The Hill join us here in the studio for Kids Q. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Wasn't expecting it to suddenly start raining for exactly 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
Life's like this.
Yeah, it's the South with plus 90% humidity in the afternoon.
It gonna rain. Can we talk about AJ's shades, which have not yet been taken out of the wrapping that they came in and yet are being worn?
But they are still on
his face. Yeah. Looking good.
You got to maintain the initial value.
Ohio-style sunglasses.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. These are collectibles. Like, you can wear them, but you can't take them out of there. But
no, actually, this is the poncho for the sunglasses.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So it doesn't get wet in the rain.
Exactly.
Right, because if it gets wet, then, like, your glasses will be all covered in water.
Because these do not come with windshield wipers. I don't have the expensive kind.
I get that, yeah. You should get the expensive kind, though, with the windshield wipers.
I don't make that much.
I would legitimately wear sunglasses with windshield wipers on.
I'm actually a little surprised you don't already have sunglasses with windshield wipers.
I will be looking for that on eBay immediately following this conversation.
Or at the Community Works thrift shop.
Also correct.
Yeah. Although, honestly, I'd be a little bit surprised
Not going to make it to Community Works.
Those are family heirlooms. All right. Is everyone ready for Kids Q?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. You are a photographer for a day. What will you take pictures of?
Sharks? Duh.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually going to go with that, too.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's Shark Week, man.
Well, not anymore.
Wait a minute. It's not Shark Week anymore. When we talked about that, like...
It's always Shark Week.
Okay.
For me, it is indeed always Shark Week. But, I don't really hang out on Instagram anymore at all, but
that's
when
fair.
I did, and I do check in on this man from time to time. He runs an account called I Photograph Sharks, and it is a really cool account, and he takes incredible pictures of just big, awesome sharks. It is artistic and wonderful. Some of them are black and white and very tasteful.
Of course.
But I don't know.
Others are in color and tasteless.
Yeah. Gauche.
There was that one with the shark
pedestrian.
On the bear rug in front of a fireplace.
Big mouth Billy shark you're thinking of.
But yeah, sharks. I would love to photograph sharks. I feel like that would be a lot of fun. Plus, underwater photography can get really wild with the light.
Yeah, that's true. It's also got to be, so you're a photographer for a day, and I guess if you're taking pictures of whatever you want, that means you can be anywhere you want taking pictures of the thing. So mm-hmm. you got to pick, I get to be in this really cool place for a day and take pictures of awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. So sharks are good. I don't know what I'd take pictures of. Like, I'm more of a city guy, so I would probably pick a city that I would want to spend a day in.
Ooh.
Ooh, pick a city that you want to spend a day in, but only a day, you want to have seen it, but you don't want to spend an inordinate amount of time there. It's got to be a photogenic city. Like, I feel like I'm not super welcome in Moscow these days, but I'd really like to see Red Square and St. Basil's Cathedral. So I might say Moscow and spend the day taking pictures.
Just watch
of Red
every spy film from the 80s and 90s. You'll see Red Squares more times than you can shake a stick
but
at.
We're talking about going to take pictures for a day. I think Copenhagen would be cool.
I would want to spend more time in Copenhagen, though.
Yeah.
Maybe not this year when you can't do anything, but next year or the year after that when you can.
Barcelona.
Ooh, Barcelona would be really cool.
Yeah.
With that church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be awesome.
You could definitely take some cool pictures.
Yeah.
I took some cool pictures on my trip to Canada. I feel like that there are a few Canadian cities that would lend themselves very well. Montreal specifically. That is such a
Montreal was really
it's
nice.
It's such a pretty city.
Ooh, this is random. Winnipeg, Edmonton, one of those cities in the middle of Canada where there's not really a whole lot necessarily
there. You mean it just looks like Kansas?
Pretty much, yeah.
I would love to see aerial shots of those. Hopefully that's included in your one-day whirlwind picture tour.
I'm interested in both of those cities specifically because of documentaries that I've seen. I was just flipping through channels one day, and there was this documentary on whatever channel about the West Edmonton Mall, which is the world's largest mall in Edmonton, and it's its own ecosystem. People live there.
Wait, I'm sorry, hold on.
It's
back
ridiculous.
Up. Back up, back
yeah.
Up. the world's largest mall.
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Yes, that is correct. But think about it. But think about it, because Edmonton is like negative 10 degrees most of the year. So like you want to be inside in a place where you can just like be everywhere and just be inside the whole time. So it's actually a perfect spot for like a huge mall that just encompasses an entire city. So also why Minneapolis has a big one.
I don't assume that you're just full of facts about this mall.
I am not.
But are there apartments at the mall?
I believe that there are.
I would love to live in a mall-based apartment. That would be so tight.
So weird and yet cool all at the same time. And then, Victor, you'll appreciate this. We've talked about Guy Madden before, the director. He's got this like weird, he's based out of Winnipeg, and he's got this weird like hybrid fictional slash documentary movie called My Winnipeg, which is just wild and crazy, and you would be into it, I think.
I do like the half fiction, half not fiction genre.
You should get into this one.
Well,
yeah.
What are you taking pictures of, AJ?
I kind of like Keck's idea of one day in a city. I think that's a good pivot. So I would say either that or some very nice mountain vistas would be fun.
Which kind of mountains? Like the super rocky European mountains, our soft rolling hills over here. Like what type of mountains are you looking
rocky.
For?
I mean, I'm gonna go with the big ones. You take pictures of the big ones.
It's definitely more dramatic mountains, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Spend a day taking pictures of the top of Mount Everest. And then afterwards you're like, I went to the top of Mount Everest.
I got the photos.
I got
to prove
the top.
It.
See, this is it me happened. Selfie. Yeah.
It would be so cool to climb Mount Everest and take one picture and it's just of your feet at the summit. And you're like, yep, this is the top of Mount Everest. It's right here.
It's so much better though having a photo and not a t-shirt that says I've been to the top of Mount Everest and all I got was
this
t-shirt.
Lousy t-shirt. Yeah.
I'm just imagining like a t-shirt selling man
at the top.
At the summit.
T-shirts. Get your t-shirts. But you can't take them out of their original collectible packaging.
No, God, otherwise, no. Otherwise, market value drops.
Backs.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.